Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Our needs just were not being met, said a father of four, so we dropped out of church. He just is not meeting my needs, says a young wife to her best friend. Dad, says a teenager, I need a new pair of pants for the game next Saturday. Heavenly Father, prays a businessman, I need that deal I'm working on. Please help me to get the contract rather than my competitor. Has any generation ever been more need-centered than we are today? Our needs must be met. And besides, there is that promise, my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. This is a much maligned and often misquoted verse. Demanding that our needs be met makes the world revolve around your personal desire. You and your needs become more important than other people and their needs. AMYF, after me, you're first. It becomes a way of life. Be sure the promise which God gave to us in Paul's letter to the Philippians is a valid and meaningful expression of God's concern. But it has been distorted today and maligned beyond its original boundaries by the selfishness of the flesh and the deceitfulness of advertising. Think with me for a moment. What are your core needs? Of course, there's the basics: air, water, food, and shelter. Seldom, though, do we think of needs in those categories. For a moment, think with me of a tiny group of Korean brethren who meet to pray at 5 a.m. before going to the fields, or a handful of political prisoners who pray the Lord's Prayer while huddled together in the corner of an exercise pen in a prison camp. Compare their needs with yours. Would they have the need for the latest digital gadget or sports car? Finally, for one more sobering, shattering minute, view your needs from the perspective of God's heaven. How would you look at your needs? Your basic needs have three levels or layers: physical, emotional, and spiritual. Physically, you need air, water, food, and shelter. Emotionally, you need to give and receive love. Eliminating the separation of loneliness, you need to feel worthwhile to yourself and to other people, which brings a measure of emotional security. Spiritually, you need to know you have been forgiven and are related to God through His Son, Jesus Christ. The final analysis is this, and the thing that has gripped my soul is that I feel guilty for confusing my wants with my needs. So much of our time, salaries, and energies are spent pursuing material objectives that not only fall outside the actual circle of actual needs, but displease our Heavenly Father. Be careful, friend. The feeling or the attitude that my needs must be met is selfish and even dangerous. Try to bring your needs into focus with God's perspective, and then properly expect your Heavenly Father to meet those needs, for certainly He can and He will, because He is bound by His promises. When Paul wrote to the Philippians, he said, "Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others." And when you do that, you will discover that your God will provide all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And that promise is still true today.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.